And now, WCHL presents The Commentators.
This is Alan Reimer, Chairman of the Board of Directors of OWASA, Orange Water and Sewer Authority. Ron graciously provided me this opportunity to discuss our local water supply, which I thought timely, as we've all heard about the tragedy of the contaminated water supply in Charleston in West Virginia. As many listeners know, OWASA is the Carrboro-Chapel Hill community's publicly owned, nonprofit water, wastewater, and reclaimed water utility. We have three water supplies, Cane Creek Reservoir, University Lake, and the Quarry Reservoir, which is west of Carrboro. As you can imagine, protecting water in our lakes is the first line of defense in ensuring a high-quality drinking water supply. It's much better to keep pollutants out of lakes than to remove them later. Through the cooperation of all the local governments, the density and impact of development in our watersheds are limited by some of the most progressive watershed zoning, streamside buffer requirements, and impervious surface limits in North Carolina. As a matter of fact, in the South. Most new residential development is limited to one residence per 5 acres, and industrial development is not permitted. These standards reduce the potential of contaminants ever reaching our reservoirs. Water treatment is also important. We filter and disinfect the water from our reservoirs to drinking water quality at our Jones Ferry Road Water Treatment Plant in Carrboro, where we monitor the quality of the drinking water with some 40,000 tests annually. This ensures it is safe to pump through a network of about 400 miles of pipe. In an emergency, interconnections are available with Durham, Hillsborough, the Northern Chatham County Water Systems, and Cary. If necessary, OWASA can receive enough drinking water from these sources to meet the average daily needs of the community under most conditions. Our hope is that this information will assure the customers of OWASA that our water supply is highly protected and designed to avoid the type of tragedy Charleston recently experienced. If you want some additional information, check out our website at owasa.org. This is Alan Reimer.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues on 97.9 FM, WCHL.